The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website app owners and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. Coming up, I'm going to break down a habit tracker app that's making over $200,000 a month and what they're doing extremely, extremely well. Stay tuned. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young, founder of AppMasters.com, the app marketing agency that's going to really help you grow your app downloads and your revenues a lot faster and more affordable than anyone else in the world. That's my claim, and I'm sticking to it. Let's get into this app. I really wanted to highlight this app. We're not working with them, but I think they're doing a phenomenal job from an onboarding experience, just these little touches, and the way to really fully onboard a user and keep them coming back. I think they've done a phenomenal job. I don't have the numbers because I'm not working with them, but I think they're doing amazing. And the revenue numbers back it up. So without further ado, let's get into the app. Here's the app. It's called Productive Habit Tracker. And you can see the Sensor Tower stats. It's getting about 200,000 downloads a month, making $200,000 a month. And it's been around for some time. So that's good. Right? I'm sure some of this is just recurring revenue and they are advertising on ad channels. The other thing I want to point out is, as you guys can see here too, obviously US is big, but I know I work with a lot of clients who are always focused on the US market. It is one of the biggest markets out there, the biggest actually, but don't ignore the other countries, especially the non-English speaking countries as well. We've had clients who are doing phenomenally well in Germany, China, Japan, South Korea, you name it. I've probably experienced somebody doing well in a country outside of the US, UK, Australia, and Canada. Let's get into the app itself. Here's the onboarding. Now, I've taken screenshots of the onboarding, but I suggest that you go check out the app itself too, because what you won't notice from these screenshots is a slight little animations here and there as I'm going through the onboarding, which I extremely love. I know it's these little small touches that make me feel good as a user downloading in the app. So it's these little small touches that I really, really like. And I think that enhance the app experience. Side note, I'm reading this book called 10X is Easier Than 2X. And in the book, it was talking about how you only have to be 10 to 20% better than your competition to see 4X the results, or 10X the results, right? And this is what I like to focus in on. What is the 10 to 20% just a little bit better? And it's these little animations that you're not going to get from these screenshots, but when you do download the app, you will see. Okay, let's talk about the onboarding a little bit more. What time do you usually wake up? I like this. They're engaging the user. What is your energy level throughout the day? Again, part of these questions and part of your onboarding experience should ask users questions that make them feel like you're about to customize the experience for them. And you can use this data in your marketing and get them excited. That's the goal of the onboarding experience. Get them excited to use your app and ultimately pay for your app, okay? So how satisfied are you with your current lifestyle? Do you often procrastinate? Now, I'm gonna pause here. I really like this, these two questions. Do you often procrastinate? Do you find it hard to focus? Because if they're finding that people who
do procrastinate from time to time and sometimes lose focus, they can regurgitate that in their marketing. So meaning if these two people, you sometimes procrastinate and you sometimes lose focus, if this combination leads to the highest trial activations or highest purchasers, then you know in your marketing, you'd be like, hey, do you often find yourself procrastinating from time to time? Like you're not a constant procrastinator, but you do it time to time. And you sometimes lose focus, which, you know, frankly, we're all in this probably bucket. That's how you leverage that. And this is why these questions are so valuable during the onboarding, because they do actually lead to higher conversions and help you with your marketing later down the road. What do you expect to achieve? I want to build good habits. I love phrasing like this. What are you here for? How can we best help you is another way to frame it. But this screen, it allows you to say, here's what we can help you with without making it sound like it's all about me or your app, right? So it frames it in a way that like, here, I'm here to help you, but here's all the things we can do for you, right? And that's a better way of framing it. So I love this. I love this personalization animation. So it just animates and then goes to the paywall. Now what this animation, like building your personalized program does, even if that screen does really nothing, it makes the user feel like you are customizing and personalizing it. So it is very key to ask these questions and then add this. We are doing this to our app. We launched without this screen and now we're going to add this screen and I'll share the results in terms of how well it's improved. Anecdotally, it has helped other clients improve conversion rates by 9 to 10%. Just having a little screen that says customizing your plan before the paywall does help. So I'll give you real data after we add it to our app. So here's the paywall. I like this paywall. I mean, nothing exciting from this paywall. Free trial enabled is only to the year. If you enabled it, the yearly goes away and then you're stuck with the monthly plan. Now, what I do like about this is that the monthly is always there because the more plans there are, the higher the conversion rates. Typically speaking, okay, I know there are some outliers out there, but typically speaking, the more plans, ideally you want three plans, the more plans you have, three ideally, the higher your conversion rates are going to be, okay? So I like how they've done it this way. And then obviously what I've heard from others is enabling that free trial, right here, psychologically, you're less likely to cancel that free trial because you've gone ahead and enabled it yourself. I don't know. I don't have any data around that, but I thought that was interesting. Okay. And lastly, obviously, discounting, which I have said, do it. Why? Because most people buy during the onboarding process. You lose your users pretty quickly. About 77% of your daily active users leave within the first 3 days. That's a stat from Amplitude. So have a way to provide discounting. And I like that there is a 1 hour, only good for 1 hour, 47% off. I really like that, right? It's so cheap, $20 a year. That's it, man. And then obviously it renews at $34.99. Now I actually missed this. Get unlimited habits and more. So cool messaging, but I kind of missed it the first time around. The other thing I would do if I were productive is instead of having X on the same side, I have seen other clients do this where the X will be on the right, left side, or they'll just switch. So the X on the left side on the normal paywall, the X then moves to the right side on the normal paywall. I typically would just leave the X on the right side of a normal paywall and then the left side of the discount. Just make them guess, make it a little bit harder. All right, now here's what I really want to focus on and what I really love. So I said at no to both paywalls. They then try to onboard me. Choose your first habit, right? I'll show you the wrong way of doing it. But this is what I like. Choose your first habit. Cool. I forget what I picked, but maybe it's like drink water, track your progress. I love this too, right? I think getting emails is super important to your long-term health of your app. So get those email addresses. Frankly, this is a reminder to myself to add a screen like this. I can exit. The email does nothing, right? Like I can still use the app without sending you an email, but I do like getting the emails because then you own your customer now. You can do whatever you want with that customer. They are your customer for life. So get their emails if you can, but do allow them to X out. And I like that they're asking for the email after the paywall, which is the ideal way of doing it. Okay, get a personalized experience, so forth, go on. The ATT prompt, allow and continue. And then they're teaching me how to do stuff. So one of the habits, I think I put meditate. So meditate, I can swipe to the right and then I complete it. Market is done here again. And then this screen, now you're giving me a dopamine hit, 1 day streak. So I love that, right? You're teaching me how to use the app. I'm marking it as done. and then their hip giving me the dopamine hit. Now, one thing that they can be testing is if the data says most people go through this onboarding, the ideal situation might be for me to hit continue and then show me the discount. Maybe don't show it right after that initial paywall. It might be better. It's just worth testing. I have no data on this. It might be worth testing to show it right after this because you got me at a pretty high moment in the app experience. Now, swipe left to undo it and then tap here to add your next habit. And then they allow for notifications right here towards the end. Notifications are allowed. I'm going through their actual like new habits too. So I can pick a new habit here. I pick better sleep. Here's all the things that I need to do to get better sleep. Better sleep is down here if you keep scrolling. I really like that too. Here, I'm in the habit. So go to bed by 11. I hit save. So go to bed by 11 right here as well. And then here's their homepage. What's missing from this homepage is really a way for me to purchase the upgrade or upgrade. I'm in the challenges tab. All the challenges are locked, just FYI. So here's the challenges. I hit join challenge and then I'm hit with the discount, which I really like too. They're just like, look, for the next hour, you're going to get hit with their discount if you want to do anything that's a premium feature. And then here's the details. Again, that's locked as well. And the last is the explore. So you want to lock up as much as you can. Now, they're obviously giving away some free stuff, so I don't need to actually unlock certain things, but I have a habit and that might be useful as a long-term strategy, right? As people are exploring hard paywall versus soft, I would say start with hard to get your first $1,000 in revenues and then start figuring out what to do. Frankly, you could wait till the first 10,000 and then figure out what next to do, but wait till a certain milestone in your app. If you're just launching it, test it with the hard first, make that money, and then figure out long-term strategy. What's the freemium way of doing the app? All right, the last thing I wanna highlight is the wrong way. This is one of my clients. So hopefully they're not watching. They're like, Steve, stop sharing off my app. All right, here's the wrong way. So there is an onboarding experience for this app. It is a language learning app. But after the paywall, I hit X on this paywall. I know you don't see it here, but I hit back. All they hit me with is empty screen. Nothing to practice. Discover more words to learn. It's like, come on. You know, like they should just say, continue. What is the first word you want to do? Again, this app Productive, after I said no to their paywalls, they said, choose your first habit. They didn't let me X out of this. Choose your first habit. I had picked meditate and I went done with it. They asked me to track my progress. Great way of asking for the email here and then personalize all that jazz and everything else. So really, really, when I saw the app, when I was using the app, I felt great about it. Really great job from the Productive team because, hey, I really like it, man. Good stuff. All right, guys. That's it. If you want to learn all about the onboarding strategies that are working today, well, we do have a brand new course in our App Masters Academy, appmasters.com/academy. We've got over 100 app entrepreneurs, app founders who are in our Slack community. We meet every month. So if you're looking for a group of entrepreneurs just like yourself that are trying to grow their app business and a bunch of them have already done it, then check out App Masters Academy. Hopefully you'll join there. I'm revamping the entire academy. We just finished up a new ASO course, a new onboarding course, and some interesting new monetization stuff that I just discovered all underneath the App Masters Academy. And you get more access to me within our Slack community as well. Once again, it is appmasters.com/academy. If you want to join there, there is a bonus 1 hour consult there as well. If you want more interactions and more coaching from me, private coaching, that option is available as well. All right, guys, until next time, I'll see you on the next video.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.